last week, Rav Morty got up here and spoke about obsession, about how important it was to obsess about things. If you want to be really good at it, you have to obsess about it. I thought about what he spoke about. I've been thinking about it for the last few days, actually since he spoke about it. I want to do two things. Number one, I want to explore that idea a little bit further, and then I want to push back against it a little bit. Okay? In the context of exploring it a little bit further, I'm going to use a different word than obsession. Okay? I'm going to use a quest for excellence. Okay? Some of you may have heard of Daniel Pink. Interesting. I don't know if he's a researcher himself, but he aggregates research. So he, for example, has been advocating for a while that based on the research, if you want to be excellent at something, you want to have mastery over something, you have to invest 10,000 hours. 10,000 hours. You know, you want to be a good swimmer? 10,000 hours. 5 hours a day, every day, 7 years. You become a championship swimmer. You want to be a great musician? 5 hours a day, every day, 7 years. You practice 5 hours a day. You can't become excellent. You can't get mastery in anything if you don't invest that kind of time. And that's a different version of what Rav Morty was talking about, obsessing with something. I think in terms of excellence, and I think that for many of us, the things we're most proud of in our lives are the things that we worked really hard on, and because we worked really hard on them, we became excellent at them. Those are the accomplishments nobody can take away from you. Those are the things that really make you happy deep, deep down inside. The things that you really made happen for yourself, and you worked on them despite the difficulties, you worked on them, you made them happen. And I think it would be great if everybody in their life had something that they were excellent at. Okay, not excellent because they were born with a certain talent, but excellent because they spend time investing of themselves in a very serious kind of way, in a very intense kind of way, over a very extended period of time. You know, we can sometimes be intense for 20 minutes at a shot. That doesn't really count. But when you do it, and you do it regularly, and you invest in yourself, and you really make it happen, so we can become excellent at, whether you're talking about sports, whether you're talking about the sciences, whether you're talking about learning Torah, whether you're talking about personal qualities. You want to change your personal qualities, you want to improve what kind of a person you are. It's not going to happen because one day you woke up and you had an epiphany. It's going to happen because you really spent a lot of time working on it, and it's hard. You want to daven better? Well, that's only going to come with a lot of work, with a lot of investment. That's an investment in knowing what the words mean. It's an investment in trying to experience what tefillah is. And it's true in a lot of different areas. So I think that for everybody, I think one of the greatest hopes we can have is that we each become excellent at something, or excellent in many things. And to achieve that excellence through continuous hard work and investment of energy, of effort, and of time. That being said, there's something from this week's parasha that, to me, argues that sometimes it's important to know when to stop. And here's where I draw the line between excellence and obsession. Because when something becomes obsessive, you can't stop, or you don't stop. When it becomes a quest for excellence, so then you know what drives you forward, but you also know how to put it into a perspective. I read the beginning of this week's parasha, and what I'm saying to you now is painful for me to say. It really is. It's painful, but the Torah says it. So I'm just going to read the Torah. Beginning of the week, of this week's parasha, Moshe gets a visit. Right? Who visits Moshe at Har Sinai?
Yitro.
Right, Yitro. You just made the same mistake that Moshe did. Beginning of the parasha talks about Yitro coming to visit. Vayikach Yitro chotein Moshe et Tzipora eshet Moshe. Yitro takes Tzipora, Moshe's wife, achar shiluchha, after she had been sent back to Midian, ve'et shnei baneha, and her two sons, asher shem ha'achad gershom, ki amar ger ha'yiti be'eretz nochriya, v'shem ha'achad Eliezer, ki Elohei avi be'ezri, v'yatzilini micherev paro. Yitro comes to Moshe, he visits, and he brings Moshe's wife, and her two children. Why is that a funny way to write that? Yitro brought Moshe's wife, Tzipora, and her two children. They're Moshe's children too. And what's interesting is that the Chumash describes them as her two children. If that weren't disturbing enough, the next pasuk says as follows. Vayavo Yitro Chotein Moshe Uvanavi Yishto El Moshe. So Yitro, Moshe's father-in-law, and his sons, here they're called his sons, and his wife, they come to Moshe. They come to visit. And Yitro says, Vayomer Al Moshe, Ani Chotencha Yitro Ba'ilecha, right? I'm Yitro, and your father-in-law, I come to visit you. V'ishtecha Ushnei Vaneha Ima. And your wife and her two children. Yitro is the one who says, her two children. What's Yitro basically telling Moshe? Your wife and her two children are here. What message subtly is he giving Moshe? Why aren't they your children? I can't feel comfortable calling them your children. You left them behind. You went to Egypt. You became obsessed with saving this people, with taking them out of Egypt. You spent your 10,000 hours all in 1 year getting them out of Egypt. Didn't send a postcard. Didn't write. Didn't say, come meet me. We're leaving soon. So Moshe, I'm bringing you your wife and her children. That's a dig. Guess what? The dig is worse than Yitro imagined. You go to the next pasuk, pasuk Zion. Vayetze Moshe likrat chotano. Moshe went out of the camp or went out to greet his father-in-law. Vayishtachu, he bows to him. Vayishaklo, he kisses him. Vayishalu ish lerei'ehu l'shalom, and they ask each other, how you doing? Long time no see. Vayavo ha'ohela, they come into the tent. They have a conversation in the tent. They have this whole discussion. The next day, Yitro has a professional discussion with Moshe about how he's leading the people and how he needs to get some help. You know what's missing in this entire story? Look for it. You're not going to find it. Perek Yudchet, the opening perek of this week's parasha. What's missing? Moshe doesn't greet his wife. Moshe doesn't greet his children. He's got time to hang out with his father-in-law. He has time to discuss philosophy and theology with his father-in-law. They have a chance to talk about leadership and setting up justice systems. It never says that Moshe talks to Tzipora. It never says that Moshe invites his kids home and says, I haven't seen you in so long. I have so much to tell you about what we've gone through. He tells his father-in-law what he's gone through. He doesn't tell his kids. That's the price of obsession. The price of obsession is when we lose perspective. Excellence is something we should all strive for. We should not let that turn into obsession that cuts us off from the things that are most important in life.